You may or may not recognize the name, but I'm pretty confident you already know our next guest, Jack Antonoff. 2 summers ago, if you had a radio or a phone or just went outside anywhere where speakers exist, you heard Jack Antonoff. He was playing an extra distorted guitar for a band called Fun. He's Fun's lead guitarist, but he also seems to be a workaholic. He's been making music since he was 14, and now he's releasing his first solo album. It's called Strange Desire, and he's releasing it under the band name Bleachers. Jack Antonoff joins me now from our New York bureau. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
So, why Bleachers and not Jack Antonoff?
I just feel like your name, even if it's the way that you think about it, it's like, even for myself, I've been my name for 30 years, and there's so much baggage and energy, and I just think it at the time felt very exciting and freeing to put it under something different.
Was it also a sign of humility?
I don't know if I would say that, but I was conscious of coming from a band that a lot of people know. I'd imagine it's what it's like to have two children where they're just both so wonderful. I felt a little bit like if it was my name, that maybe it would seem too much like, here's my solo record. And it's not here's my solo record, it's here's a different body of work.
Here's this other thing I've been thinking about.
Yeah.
For like a really long time.
Very long. I mean, specifically 2 years, but you could also say 10 years, because it's a lot of ideas that have been kind of brewing for, you know, a lot of the time that I've been making music.
Let's talk about I Want to Get Better. There's a video for the song, and it's almost like a short film, and in it you play a psychotherapist.
A very bad psychotherapist. A psychotherapist who all his patients have extremely hostile feelings towards.
Extremely hostile.
Yeah.
Why was this an interesting theme for you? Have you spent some time on the couch?
I spent a lot of time on the couch. My first therapist was named Miss Simon, and please note that I said Miss and not Doctor. And my parents, when we were younger, my younger sister was born very sick. So my parents' first reaction was just to send me and my older sister to therapy, like, immediately. But it was just this woman who saw all the Jewish kids in Teaneck, New Jersey, and that's who we were. And first of all, she had drawings that were signed by all of her patients, which is terrible to know every kid in your school that's going to see this therapist also.
Oh, my gosh.
Second thing that was stressful is her kid would, like, yell down from upstairs, like, about wanting food. And then the really weird part is, I don't know if this is true, but me and my sister both seem to have, like, a vague memory of her occasionally comparing our problems to her experiences in the Holocaust. I swear to God, that's something that we both remember. So that was my first brush with therapy, and it was bizarre.
Yes.
And then I was in therapy later in life, and therapy is great. Everyone should be in therapy because there's always something to talk about. You know, when there's nothing to talk about, that's worth talking about.
In the song, you talk about the loss of your sister who was born sick. Is there other stuff in there, too?
Yeah, the song, I found myself with a feeling every morning when I woke up and every night before I went to bed. And now I know that that feeling is I want to get better, but I didn't know what it was at the time. And I talked about it and I thought about it and I kind of realized that maybe it's something that we all feel. You know, maybe the idea of, like, getting better is ridiculous, but wanting to be better is kind of the best that we can do as human beings. I knew that that was for everyone. That's something that we could all sing together. But then it occurred to me that the only way that this statement could have weight and matter enough for someone else to want to yell it back at me in their car or at a show is for me to just spell out all the horrible things that have happened to me in my life and how I've found a way to move on. So the song in the verses, it starts with, like, feelings on religion, gets right into the death of my sister. And I've trained myself to give up on the past, 'cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets, lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I want to get better. Picks up when I, you know, was briefly involved with some drugs into the year that I was basically home and couldn't leave my house because I was so wrapped up in feelings of anxiety and panic and having dreams about people who are no longer living. Woke up this morning early before my family from this dream where she was trying to show me how a life could move from the darkness. She said to get better, so I put up. So when I get to the chorus and I scream I want to get better, you understand why I'm screaming it.
Better. you are a member of the band Fun. What does the rest of Fun think of this project?
Everyone's really supportive. I think that one thing that people don't know about Fun, everyone sort of assumes, like, the band existed the moment I found out about them. You know, I've been on tour for 13 years, so the other guys in Fun, we met because we all had our own bands. So we were all, like, chief songwriters in our own worlds. So this in our world isn't weird at all that, you know, one of us would go off and make other work.
So that means there will be more Fun.
Oh, yeah, we're already working on it.
I don't know how you do it all. You are some sort of crazy music workaholic.
You know what I think it is? Because I've thought about it a lot. It's like I made a big effort to, like, keep music the hobby and the job. You know, it's like I don't want to have my work be music and then go off and do and cook to get my mind off of music. I want to do music to get my mind off of music, because that way I can constantly be creating different things that are all challenging each other. But also sometimes you just have a lot of ideas. I mean, I've had periods in my early 20s when I was home for 7 months, nothing was coming to me. And then on the flip side, sometimes I'm on a world tour, I don't have a moment to even call home or eat, but I'm flooded with ideas, and you have to follow the ideas when they come.
Jack Antonoff, the man behind the band Bleachers. His new album is Strange Desire. He joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.